Our scripture reading this morning comes from Mark 15, 16 through 32. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again, they struck him on the head with the staff and spit on him. Falling on his knees, they paid homage to him. And then they had mocked him. They took off the purple robe and put on his own clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. A certain man from Caesarea, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way from the country. And they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the palace of the skull, or the place of the skull. They offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. And the written notice of charge against him read, "King of the Jews." They had crucified two rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So you who are going to destroy the temple and build it up in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and teachers of the law mocked him according among themselves. "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. Let this Messiah, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that they may see and believe." Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him. So this morning, a man just passing through the crowd is the name of my sermon. So Simon of Cyrene, who was it? What we know is Cyrene was a suburb of Jerusalem out in the country. It was a farming community. We also know that there was a lot of immigrants there from North Africa. We also know through history that Cyrene had its own synagogue. So he was probably a very devoted Jewish man. And we know that the soldiers of that time, the Roman soldiers, had the right to just take you out of whatever you were doing and make you do whatever they wanted you to do. I'm sure that Christ had been beaten, scourged, mocked. He had been done all those things and could barely carry the cross. And the Roman soldiers knew that. They knew that he was just about had all he could stand. So they took and chose a man that was just passing by. And how would they have chosen this man? If he was a farmer, he was probably very strong. He wasn't weak. He was strong. And if he was a farmer, he was probably going into town to maybe get some more seed or get something that he needed. Maybe his plowshare broke, or he needs some baling twine, or whatever the case it may have been. But they grabbed him and said, hey, you're going to carry that cross. For me, I have felt that way. I was 31 years old when I started living with my aunts and taking care of them. And I had a child, and I had a job, and I had things that I needed to take care of. I didn't need to take care of these two people, these two aunts of mine. I had other things to happen that I needed to do. I had a life that I wanted to live. I wanted to go and enjoy life. That's not what happened. But through it all, I look back on that time with my two aunts, and I learned a tremendous amount. Tremendous amount I learned. So as we're talking about this man from Cyrene, I wonder if he talked to Jesus. Did Jesus talk to him? Did he go, hey, why are you carrying this cross? You know, why is this happening to you? Have you ever been stuck in a situation where you wondered why you were there? Maybe years later you realized that it was the best thing for you. See, not only does Mark mention the fact that this man, Simon, was from Cyrene, but he also said that he was the father of Alexander and Rufus. And I believe it is in Peter, that said he sends greetings to Alexander and Rufus. So obviously, they knew these people. They knew them. I believe it was the same two sons of this Simon that carried the cross. When he met Christ, did it change his life by talking to him? Was he a devout Jew and then he became a Christian and raised a Christian family? We don't know for sure. But things happen for a reason. In Vietnam, a grenade exploded near Max Cleveland, causing the loss of both of his legs and one of his arms. He courageously faced the tragic circumstances, but in 1977, he was made head of the Veterans Administration. Cleveland testified, "There is help available from God when we need it the most." He closed most of his speeches and interviews with this prayer, written during the Civil War by a Confederate soldier. "I ask God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn humility to obey. I ask for health that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I ask for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I ask for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I ask for all these things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. got nothing that I asked for, but everything that I'd hoped for. Almost in spite of myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am, among all men, the most richly blessed. With Christ, we can conquer all circumstances of life. Romans 8:37. It's really funny how God works. I never thought I'd be up here in front of the congregation, big or small, or it wouldn't matter. I never thought I'd be up here. When I was in high school, I could barely speak in front of two people. But now I run my mouth all the time. I never thought I'd be or do a lot of things that I've done. But with God's help, I've done a lot of things. It is really funny how life happens and how God intervenes in that. Again, I wonder just how much Simon Christ talked on the way to Golgotha. Did he stand there and watch Christ being crucified? Was his two sons changed? Was those two sons, were they apostles for Christ? Were they? What did they do? We don't know. It's kind of funny that we don't know sometimes what we do affects so many other people down the line. One of my ancestors signed the Magna Carta over in England. How has that affected this country? The Magna Carta was a document that Jefferson used to help write our Constitution. We just don't know the things that we say and do today, how they will affect people years down the road. So for me, I hope and pray that we can at least see just a small bit of the good that we have done in this life. If you'll pray with me. Lord, thank you for all the things that you share with us and all the things that you have done for us. In the Lord's name we pray, amen.